A very good friend of mine told me that her daughter and her son-in-law decided to travel for business one weekend. And while her daughter was packing her stuff, she decided to take extra sheets with her, bed sheets. She also decided to take towels with her. And she also decided to bring with them those sanitizing wipes. So her husband said to her, "Why are you bringing all of those?" And she said, "You know, when we get to our hotel room, I want to sanitize everything. And I want to use our own bed sheets." Her husband said, "Really now? I mean, this is the hotel. You think," she said, "they'd clean everything. They wouldn't jeopardize you." And she said, I'll take everything. So she did. So they went, they traveled, and as soon as they entered their room, she really did. She sanitized every single thing. And of course, it drove her husband crazy. And she said, "Could you please calm down? We'll be fine." "Oh no, I'll sanitize everything. I'll wipe everything." And also, she changed the sheets. She cleaned basically the whole hotel room. And she said, "Why don't you just work for the hotel, for goodness sakes?" But she did. She cleaned everything and she said, "You know what, honey? Maybe this doesn't make sense to you, but I just want, not that I don't trust them, I want everything to be clean, I want us to be safe, and I hope you understand. I just want everything to be clean for us, so that we can comfortably stay, I will be comfortable staying in this room." Our gospel reading today takes us from the desert to the mountaintop and now up to Jerusalem at the very heart of the city of Jerusalem, that is the temple. And in the temple, Jesus, or St. John tells us, that Jesus went to worship as part of his custom. It was getting close to the feast of the Passover. John tells us that Jesus then saw what was happening and started to clean the temple and told them to get rid of everything, because they were turning his father's house into a marketplace. And of course, the religious leaders, having heard all of this, asked him, "By what authority are you doing this? What sign can you give us?" Jesus responds. He responded to the Jewish religious leaders with, I believe, a rather striking statement. He said to them, "Destroy this temple, and in 3 days, I will raise it up." The Jewish religious leaders probably looked at themselves, "You must be kidding me. I mean, we built this temple for 46 years, and you tell us that we'll destroy it, and in 3 days you will raise it up? Really? I mean, who could possibly do that?" But of course, as we read the sacred scripture, John tells us that Jesus was not talking about the physical building, but rather Jesus was speaking about his very self, his body, as the temple of God. His body that was offered on the cross, broken, and then on the third day, he was raised. Jesus is telling them a striking statement by saying that this temple, that the body of Jesus, is the very temple of God. Jesus replaces the very temple, the very heart of Jewish faith, by telling them, the temple is me. It's not the building, but it's me. Jesus tells the Jewish religious leaders. And they couldn't get that. That's why St. Paul in the second reading tells us that Christ is the power and wisdom of God, because God dwells in Jesus. God resides in Jesus. God is in Jesus. My brothers and sisters, on the day of our baptism, whether we were immersed in the waters of baptism, in the baptismal font, or water was poured on our head 3 times, that water, which is a symbol of life, that was poured on our heads, tells us that we have a sharing in the life of God. That in the waters of baptism, God has made all of us, just like Jesus, the temple of the Holy Spirit. Just like Jesus, in the waters of baptism, we have become the very temple of God. The very temple of God. But just like Jesus in the gospel today, who tried to cleanse the temple, Jesus wants to do that to us. How? The season of Lent is given to us every single year, not only to prepare for the feast of Easter, but rather it is also for us a time of purifying ourselves. By reflecting and looking at our lives and asking ourselves, what is it? What is it that I need to get rid of? What is it in my life that I need to change or to be cleansed from, so that I can truly be who am I as the temple of God? Because every single time we go out there, when we meet people, we are invited to be who we are. As temples of God, that God dwells in each one of us. Lent, my brothers and sisters, is a time for all of us to reflect on our own lives and ask ourselves, is there something I need to readjust? Is there something I need to do with my relationship with my husband or my wife or my children? Is there something that I need to adjust so that I can grow? We can grow healthier and stronger in our relationship. How about in my relationship with my God? What is it that I need to do so that I can bolster my faith? How about looking at some of our habits? What is it that we're struggling from, that we just want to get rid of that so that we can truly be who we are? My brothers and sisters, as we continue with our liturgy this morning, we ask the Holy Spirit to help us on our Lenten journey. We ask the Holy Spirit to give us the wisdom of God, the strength and the courage to try to look at our lives, to purify our lives, so that come Easter and beyond, we can truly be and be faithful to who we are, not only as God's beloved sons and daughters, but also as temples of God.